Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2011, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Tamsin Gregg is a very fine actress indeed, although you might know her as Debbie Archer. Her reach is far wider than that of Ambridge. Black Books and Green Wing have earned her plaudits on TV, and she so impressed the writer David Rennick that he wrote a whole series around her called Love Soup. She's also won an Olivier Award for playing Beatrice in Much Ado About Nothing, and has appeared in the films Shaun of the Dead and Tamara Drew. You get the drift. She's busy. Tamsin grew up in Kent, but the family moved to London when she was a toddler. She got a first-class degree in drama from Birmingham University, but started her working life as a temp for the Family Planning Association. She has three children now. She's married to the actor Richard Leaf, hence her married name is Mrs. T. Leaf, and the kids are known as the Leaflets. She is a very keen parachutist, she says it, not me, and was once very good at trampolining. Versatile and lovely. These are those Inheritance Tracks.
Le bravine offrent une ondée de lumière.
The track that I've inherited came from my mum, who was a great classical music listener, particularly on Saturdays when she'd lock herself in the kitchen and smoke and bake. She worked all week and then did baking on a Saturday. And I think it was a way of her not having to talk to us. The music was so loud and the cigarette smoke so thick that we weren't allowed entrance into that world. And it's a piece of opera by Bizet, and it's from the Pearl Fishers. It's the Pearl Fishers duet. The actual duet is very famous, and you know, people know that track, and I'm sure it's been used in countless adverts. And it's a beautiful duet between two men, which is unusual, and so lyrical and so romantic. I love the depth of their voices, that they come from a deep place, and yet the strings and the flute have this much higher, lighter, airier quality, and there's an amalgam of those sounds. It was an ordinary childhood in Kilburn in a big flat. We had lots of lodgers and we played out on the street a lot with kids from the neighbourhood, and we went away on holiday to Cornwall, which was the highlight of our year. And my mum was very practical. You know, she had to be. She had three small children and she went out to work and they didn't have very much money, and so she had to bake because it was a way of providing for your family. When she was around putting her makeup on for work, there was lots of classical music, and I do remember lying in her bed watching her get ready for work. There was only one time in our lives when she said to me, "Listen to this, listen to this." And it was absolutely extraordinary, this piece of music. It takes you somewhere else. It was something magical about it. I mean, I'm no opera aficionado, and I don't think my mum was either, but she was transported by certain bits of music without any kind of knowledge of why. And I remember listening to it and being sort of held in this wonderful moment where she actually included me in her enjoyment. So it became very special, and it was the one track that I sort of associate with her. She died in 2001, and then the year later I was filming the pilot of a show called Green Wing, and we were filming it in Basingstoke Hospital, and all the trucks for the production company were in the car park in the back of Basingstoke Hospital, and it happened to fall that week over my birthday, and the producer gave me a present, and she gave me this tiny little radio, and it's one of those ones where you pop it in your ear and then you just press a button and it finds the nearest radio station. And I stood in the car park and pressed the button and it was playing this piece of music, and it was my birthday, and it was just the most the most extraordinary moment. And it felt like that moment when she said, "Listen to this." And that was my birthday present. No one can ever match that.
When the rain is blowing in your face.
I would hand down a piece of music by Bob Dylan. It's from his album Time Out of Mind, and it's a track called To Make You Feel My Love.
I could offer you a warm embrace.
My husband is a Bob Dylan freak. When we were first together, he obviously, because every lover does, makes compilation tapes. And so one of these compilation tapes had various different tracks on, and there was this one in the middle of it. And I remember I used to drive up and down to Birmingham a lot when we did a lot of work in the Archers. And so I'd listen to these tapes that he'd make, and it was one of those moments, a bit like the Pearlfishers duet, where you get transported by the truth of those words. And I remember one day truly hearing it when I was driving along and just being moved to tears by, you know, this voice that says, you know what, life is a tragedy, it's really hard, and I will do anything I can to show you that in the midst of that, the horror and the storms, you will be loved and you are loved. I have seen Bob Dylan play live a number of times, actually, and he never plays the same songs from gig to gig. So it's, you know, it's like random shuffle. So whenever that song comes up, that is such a precious gift. You know, there are times when I literally can't understand a single word he's saying when we see him, but it's just being the presence of somebody who has spanned decades of music influence. And he's still here, and he still needs to be on the road doing live music, and the liveness of it. The fact that it changes people, you know, liveness changes people. Man, you know, I've seen Bob Dylan live. I just to leave it in a box for someone to stumble across. I mean, the thought of someone having to go through my stuff after I've died, I mean, fills me with abject horror, because there's so much mess and nonsense. But if someone found a box with this track inside it, whoever found it, be it my husband or my children, I think it's a wonderful track of the universality and the continuity of love. And on the highway of regret. The boys really love doing Bob Dylan, and then it's and so they make things really incomprehensible, so I think they enjoy the character of that performer. And they know that there's something special about that man, that he's, you know, he's kind of like a prophet poet that sits outside of time, the time out of mind. His music takes you to a time out of your mind, straight to your heart. And I think they love that, the fact that you can't pin him down. Go to the ends of the earth for you. It's funny, isn't it? You know, my mum said, listen to this. And I've said that to them. And I don't know if they really get the message of it, that they will be loved wherever they go. They will be looked after. In the way that Mum said, she didn't say why I had to listen to it. I like that when people say, listen, because you don't know what's going to come.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.